Andy Baskin, I'm Jeff Phelps. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. It's a Browns Therapy Monday. We're going to talk a little more extensively about the offense coming up at noon. Nick is in Chardon, home of the Hilltoppers.
Hey, Nick. Welcome to a Browns Therapy Monday.
Thanks, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Terrific.
And actually, Jeff, I want to use that segue that you just gave. I'm a long-time affiliation to the Chardon Hilltoppers. And I have to say that I've seen more discipline, more execution, and more drive and passion in that team than I saw in Cleveland in the whole game.
I can't argue with that.
I've seen some pretty good Chardon football teams
over
the last couple of years. I agree with
playing
you.
With spunk.
All right, we'll give it to
him. I mean, I know that, you know, high school compared to the professional grade is a lot different, but I just saw from just in the short snippets that I saw the game yesterday, body language told me a thousand words that was not pleasant.
Nick, can't argue with that. Anything else?
Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
All right,
thank
you.
Keep up the good work.
Appreciate you calling for the first time.
There you go. Always That's what Therapy Monday is all about, my friends.
Always like it when we hear from folks for the
first time.
It's nice. Joe is in Shaker Heights. Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Guys, Friday night when I heard that Jack Conklin was doubtful, I had two thoughts. Up my bet on the Cowboys, and is this guy ever going to play again? I realize they got $72 million invested in him, but he's had so much time to recover. Is he ever going to play
Joe, he had a real serious knee injury. He had surgery, and it happened last year in the first game of the season. So he's been out a year. I would think that he's close, and maybe we see him in the next week or three.
Well, we sure need him. The other thing that I learned this morning from you guys, and I think you got to give him a little slack. I did win money on the Cowboys. I'm not a fan of Andrew Berry. He's made some bozo moves, even though he went to Yale or Harvard, whatever. But I feel badly for Deshaun. You got to cut him a little slack. His dad died. It wasn't publicized, but that's a heavy thing in life. So let's see what he does against the Jaguars.
Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That did happen, and that was something that was talked about in his postgame comments yesterday.
Yeah.
And obviously that's a tough situation. Regardless of the depth of his relationship with his dad,
yeah,
that's a tough situation. Wayne is in Cleveland. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Jeff and Andy, how y'all doing?
Good.
We are good. What's going on, Wayne?
Yeah, I just want to comment on, you know, I know you guys said earlier that like the defense didn't play well. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and just say did nobody play well. I mean, everybody played awful.
Agreed.
You know, first is the offense, then defense, special teams. And what it all came down to is not proper preparation, you know. They didn't prepare right, you know, prepare good for this game. You know, you go all the way back to preseason, like, you know, that's the topic. You know, no one's playing in preseason, you know, none of the starters. You know, I've seen a lot of them guys, you know how they be on the sidelines, flexing their jerseys, gold chains on and stuff, you know, kidding back and forth. No. You know, they should have had Deshaun out there taking just, you know, a few reps because the speed is different in the game than it is in practice. You know, in practice, you let up. You know, once you go at the quarterback, you have to let up. You don't want to hurt nobody. But in them games, they coming at you, man. They coming with blood. They trying to take blood. You know,
that's the way they played yesterday. I think the other hard part is just thinking about one first down in that first half, and the Browns defense was on the field. The Browns offense was on the field in the first half for 10 minutes. The Cowboys was on the field for 20 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, time of possession in the first half was doubled up by Dallas.
And right. I think that that's even skewed a little bit more, too, because I think the Browns had the end. Had the
Andy,
ball
the biggest stat to me in the entire game. And Wayne, let me give you this stat.
Just one more thing.
Go ahead.
Before you guys hang up. Yeah, like the previous caller just said about Deshaun, you know, losing his father, which is tough because, you know, listening to him talk, Nick, last year, he never had a relationship with his father. He said he only saw him maybe five times, and I'm just going to tell you guys, that is really hard for you not having a relationship with your father, and he passes away. You know, then I've seen many of my friends that has happened to, and say, oh, they wish they would have had a, you know, better relationship. That stuff, man.
That makes sense. Mental.
I'm not using that for an excuse.
No.
But no, but that's
it can happen, but
it's not real. An excuse, it's Wayne. That's real. Yeah, that's real. And, you know, because, I mean, for instance, when, you know, when my dad died, I thought, you know, I have no regrets about my relationship with my dad. And that was really comforting. And I would imagine Deshaun has some regrets.
Oh, big time. Big time. But listen, I'm not going to hold you guys, but hopefully they can get it together, man. Let's see what happens.
All right, Wayne, thank you very much. There you go. Yeah, that's regardless of the extent of their relationship, as I'd mentioned, that's a tough situation. Jim is in Cleveland. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, this is Jim from, actually, I'm heading back to Pennsylvania, South Central Pennsylvania. I've been a Browns fan since Brian Saitz years. This was probably one of the most pathetic performances that I've ever seen. We drove out to Cleveland this week, rental car, hotel, $1,500 for tickets. And that's the kind of product they want to put on the field. It's absolutely a disgrace. I have, you know, this is Therapy Monday. I need a sofa to lie down on. But, you know, Jerry Wills, he's a clown. Dorsey, he's a clown. You know, they knew Chubb was going to be out for the year. And what kind of running back room do they have? But yet I see teams like the Eagles picking up Saquon Barkley, Ravens picking up Derrick Henry. And what do we do? We're satisfied with Ford, Foreman, and Strong. I'm just a very unhappy fan right now. I wish I could talk myself into not watching another game the rest of the season. This Deshaun Watson deal is going to haunt Cleveland for a decade or more, and that's just all I got to say.
Jim, here's the big deal. Here's the bottom line. Do you feel better after getting that off your chest with us? Do you feel better?
A little bit.
All right, good. All right,
there
so
you
we
go,
did.
Jim.
We did our good deed for the day, Jim. There'll be another game next week, and you'll feel better next Monday.
And
hopefully,
we hope you and your checking account hang in there, Jim.
Yes, ooh, big investment weekend for him.
I don't want to go too far down this road, but Jim just said the whole Deshaun Watson deal. You can go back to this, whether you like Baker Mayfield or not.
Hang on
no,
a second.
No, it's this.
11:49.
Don't do it.
11:49.
No, it's this.
Don't do it.
Aren't you still making up for not taking the right guy in that draft, either Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
You may have missed out.
Because you decided that Baker wasn't your guy after that.
Right.
And
I don't know
and
that
so
they
you're
did.
Trying to make up for
I
passing
don't know that they were
on two guys who are, I think, two of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL.
I think that was still
and
just
you
an
had
ego.
Them and you chose not to take them.
I still can't buy the fact that they don't 100% feel like Baker wasn't their guy when the opportunity for Deshaun was there. Deshaun said no. Baker had heard that they were fishing. And
it goes back further than that, though. And it goes back to draft day when they took Baker
you know,
over
everybody,
Josh Allen and Lamar.
Everything would have been different if we would have taken Donovan McNabb.
At least you didn't take Akili Smith.
Everything would have been different.
Terry's in Cleveland. Everybody's going to have their eye back on Baker.
Terry, help
Four
me.
Four touchdowns yesterday. It's
Terry,
coming
help
back.
Me.
Look. How you guys doing?
Hey, Terry.
I'm just going to say this. The same way we went out in the postseason against the Texans, the same way we came in. And I'm speaking on this year.
Terry, that's right, man. That's right.
I'm giving some slack on Deshaun because I'm looking at his stats, not just because of his father passing. You know, so I'm sending his condolences out to his whole family, the whole crew. I know you guys do. And looking at the stats and looking at the drop passes from all these guys and penalties, of course, we know that, and the defense left on the field because we came out on fire. The stadium was vibrating, so we gave our offense that push. This is where I'm getting at. Stefanski. You guys know I've been calling him for years and years talking about Stefanski, but he's getting the brush through. We bring in Carmen, and we bring him in.
Ken Dorsey. Ken Carmen hosts the morning show.
Although Ken maybe could have played offensive line yesterday. He might have been all right.
He could have probably.
Ken slimmed down. I don't know if he's capable anymore.
Maybe closer to tight end.
we don't know if Stefanski said he's going to be doing a play calling. So we don't know if Dorsey is helping him out, if he's going to be in the sky, on the ground, or anything. But my thing is this. What's up with this five wide all the time? We pound the ball 17 or 19 times, but you don't keep pushing the rock to make the game go
they were,
faster.
Terry, they were down.
It doesn't matter. You can still change the game up with this. Anything happens. You know what I'm saying? Hard counts. You don't do no play actions to throw the defense off balance. Because the defense play, it seems like the Cowboys play prevent the whole game, it seemed like. They didn't be on the field that much. And we going for it on fourth down, fourth and seven. We just forcing it.
All right, Terry. Thank you very much. I have a hard time yelling about not running the ball when you were trying to play catch up. That said, you know how much I like a team that can run the football. Did you see the Lions last night win the game in overtime by just handing it to David Montgomery?
Yep.
Fresh legs. Boom. Browns have three running backs right now. Three. One of them got carries yesterday. Then again, they weren't in a position to keep that thing rolling. We're going to talk offense. We want to hear from you as well. 216-474-0092. We'll talk a little bit more about the offense next. Don't forget Stefanski coming up at 12:30. Our buddy Tyvis Powell at 1:00.